day. Welcome back to Hunter, Logan, and Mike. This is season 4, episode 8. Of course, I am Hunter Logan. Who else would I be? Still at the end of February, and I have this amazing opportunity. I am going to Nashville to the National Christian Broadcasters Convention. I've never been. And this would change the way I see things. And I will explain. Remember, I sit in Jennings, Louisiana, pretty much every morning. 7 to 9, I'm doing the morning show. I'm looking out at a little main street that has limited amount of traffic. Jennings, Louisiana is a town of about 10,000 people. So it's a quiet little town, you can say, especially in the mornings between 7 and 9. Main Street is not like it used to be. All the businesses have moved closer uptown to the interstate. Uptown, that's funny. But the interstate is where the main traffic is all at now. There's a few businesses left on Main Street. Not a whole bunch of foot traffic left on Main Street. Fortunately, HLE Radio is not a foot traffic business. So I would meet up with a dear friend of mine, Mary Jane Holt, MJ. She does Reach to Touch here on HLE Radio. You hear it every Sunday morning. She's been with the station just about since it started. So I would meet up with her in Nashville because she would take me around and introduce me to the folks because she is the pro. She's been at the convention several years, been going. She has many, many contacts. And I was just so happy to be there. Didn't know what I was getting into. Plus, after the convention, I'm going to record Shack Up with the Devil. Yep, I'm going to go record that song. Remember, I just played it first week of February, played it for the first time. Gentleman gave me money towards it, raised the rest of the money to go with it. I'm going to record that one and another song after the convention. Okay, so the convention. It's held at the Opryland Hotel. I've never been to the Opryland Hotel. That's a big hotel. Very nice. Wonderful accommodations. Wonderful room I'm in. Now, so I have to go get my credentials. I go get my credentials. And I meet Mary Jane. And we go around. And I'm her grip. In other words, I'm her assistant for the day. And that's how I'm getting my introductions. I'm her assistant. So I'm going around with her and I'm setting up the mics for her to do her interviews. But she's so crafty. Because even though I'm her assistant, she's selling me and HLE Radio the whole time. So she's basically the door opener and she's selling me and the radio station to everyone. Couldn't have went no better. Well, she knows what to do. She knows how to do it. She's one of the best, if not the best, at her game. I love MJ. So, well, I get to meet Kevin Sorbo. Now, she's friends with him. But here's Hercules. Man, I watched this cat. When we were in Florida, I used to watch him. I love the show. Then, of course, you know, he was was it Deep Space Nine or Andromeda, something like that? And, you know, he acts. He's still acting. He's a good, solid Christian guy. Very cordial. And I was able to set up an interview with him for HLE Radio. That was so cool. But here's the main thing I found out. I read my analytics here at the radio station. I go through the analytics all the time. This country's listening. This country's listening. This country, that country is logged on. And you see it on paper, right? And you say, oh, we're in 184 countries. And we are. 184 countries out of the 195 countries that are known, 184 of them listen to HLE Radio. That's not hyperbole. That's fact. Man, I can't believe I used that big old word. Wow. Hey, 50 cents for me. Okay, so when I get there, we interview a guy from Iran. He's not from Iran, I'm sorry. He has Iran alive. He was from Iran. He's been living in the States. But he's telling us about Iran. He said if he went back there, he'd probably get killed. But he's shipping and sending Christian material all the time. And people are converting all the time. And I found this out. I didn't know this. And the media won't tell you this. There is a higher Christian population in Iran than there are Muslims. Let me say that again. There are more Christians in Iran than Muslims. Can you believe that? It's the truth. I was floored. They pipe into their homes Christian services. I was floored when I found this out. Now, Russia has shown up in our top 10 many a times as number 5 to the most listened to, number 7 during our quarters when we do our quarterly stats. We're going through the area. There's a massive amount of booths with everything from software to new technologies to radio stuff to what you just name it. I've seen a portable radio tower you could fold up and do shortwave radio or AM radio broadcast and could fold it up and hurry up and get out of a situation if somebody was coming after you. It was really cool. I mean, just all kind of stuff. But there was two guys and they were asking for anything. Old Bibles, old DVDs, anything to send to Russia. That's how hungry they are for the gospel. So I stopped and I asked. He said, man, listen, here's my card. We had a lot of NASCAR Bibles that were left here. We didn't know what to do with. I'm like, you would take that? He said, yes, man. He said, we need whatever we can get. He said, these people are so hungry for the word of God. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, people over here just walk past the church doors like it's nothing. Don't even give it a second thought. And these people in Russia are grabbing for anything, anything. He said, man, he said, anything you got that you want to discard that's got Jesus material with it, we'll take it. Books, DVDs, CDs, whatever. He said, we'll take it and we'll ship it to them. And he said, we have people all around. He said, so if you need them to come pick it up, you know, give us a call. We'll coordinate it where we can get it picked up. I couldn't believe it. It's not just Russia. A lot of other countries, same way, looking for material to be able to spread Jesus. I left there with a new purpose, knowing that what we're doing here at HLE Radio really matters. It really counts. It really matters because I seen with my eyes what I was seeing on paper. I seen physically with people and I was blown away. I was just blown away by that. Knowing that what I'm seeing here in Jennings, Louisiana, where there's really nothing going on unless we have an event here, the word of God that we're pushing out, the music that we're pushing out, is really making a difference. And when I got back to my hotel room, I just began to weep and pray and thank God for what he's done for us and what he was doing and how blessed I was to be able to be a part of that. I will forever be thankful to MJ for taking me and opening my eyes and showing me a much bigger, broader radio world than I've ever seen in my entire life. It really put what we were doing here into perspective. And it also let me know I wasn't alone in what I was doing. It was wonderful. Just wonderful. It was such a great time there. I really hated to leave. But I was meeting up with my buddy Steve Robertson and Randy Fincham. And we were going to record some music. Steve was going to record a song that Randy had wrote, and I was going to record the song Shack Up with the Devil that we all three wrote, and then I was going to record another song. I'd seen a poem that Shelley Wilson had wrote. I remember the last episode, or episode before, a couple episodes back, I talked about Shelley Wilson and her ministry and ours, how they paralleled. She had a poem called The Vessel. And when I read it, it just struck me. And I'm like, oh man, that's a song right there. So I called Shelley. I said, Shelley, your poem, The Vessel. I said, did you turn that into a song? Is that copyrighted somewhere? She said, no. I said, could I turn it into a song? She said, well, yeah. I said, I need to add a chorus to it. I said, I'll let you know what it is. I mean, when I do it, I said, but I got an idea for a song, and I'll let you know what it is. And I'll add the chorus to it, and then I'll send it to you. And if you approve it, you know, then we'll do a co-write on it, and you the words, me the music. And, you know, I want to record it. She said, sure, Hunter. So I went ahead and wrote the chorus to the poem that she had with the verses. Oh, it come out fantastic. I loved it. So I was going to record both of those songs. Well, we got into the studio. Steve did his thing. And then it was my turn to do mine. So got to work with Larry Morris. Morris recording, which was very cool for me because I'm a Larry Morris fan. I didn't even know I was a Larry Morris fan, to be honest with you. I was a Larry Morris fan before I knew who Larry Morris was. Because back in the 90s, when Marty Stewart was out with the Hillbilly Rock song, and he was doing that tour, the No Hats tour with Travis Tritt and all that stuff. Well, Larry was the bass player for Marty. But I always remember that upright cow bass in that video. And the skullet. He had that long hair. He had long hair, but he was bald in the back. But he had that long white hair. And I'm like, that's one cool cat, I thought to myself. He always had the bass, the cow bass. He was a good bass player. A very good bass player. Sang great harmony. I was just a fan of his playing, you know. Had no clue that Larry was the guy producing all the Christian country music I was playing on HLE radio. Then when I finally meet him and realize who he was, I was like, holy cannoli. And now I'm going to get to record with him and have him record me. So that was wonderful in itself, man. I was excited about that. Now, I hadn't been in the recording studio since 2006. That's the last time I recorded an album. 2006. Here it is, 2020, and I'm in the studio. But hey, no big deal. So I record Shack Up with the Devil. Comes out great. But I'm not sure how I want to do the vocals on The Vessel yet. So we just record the track, the music. The music gets recorded for The Vessel, perfect. I hold off on doing the vocals on it because I'm just not sure how I want to sing it. Plus, I would end up recording it in a key higher than I should have. I should have recorded it in a key lower. So I end up later going back and recording it in a lower key. And it sounds a lot better. And I end up doing a different vocal style with the song, which really makes it flow. But Nashville, that trip was a good trip. Like I said, every time I go to Nashville, it's always good. But the best parts about Nashville is always seeing it in my rearview mirror. But being that I was leaving this time from Madison, Tennessee, I didn't have to see Nashville in my rearview mirror. But God's work had already started with the music. And that would continue. And we'll talk more about that in some upcoming episodes too. But the next episode, we're going to be talking about the family reunion and how that came to a screeching halt with so much momentum. But God is faithful, and I know He's not done. I'm going to leave it right there. Thanks for joining me. Make sure and check out HLE Radio. Check us out on Choice Social. Download the app. I'm always sharing stuff in there. Videos, pictures of my road travels. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But you're going to see stuff on Choice Social that you won't see on those other three. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I love you. Stay safe. Remember, Duke 28-2.